Aloha, welcome to Rise Radio Podcast, where our mission is to make him known. We're your hosts, Mike and Obu.
And Wendy T. We're on part three of this month's series, Throwback. This week, we're throwing it back to our December series, Gifted. Let's listen in to what God has to say to you.
Just a little testimony of what's going on with my wife and I. You know, she's not here. We are also in the process of moving. And, you know, whatever the pastor does, we got to do too, I guess. No. But, yeah, so we're in the process of moving. And it's a great testimony, really. But when we found out we had to move, we were looking at places, and we thought this was the place. And, when we found out we had to move, my wife and I started to fast and pray. And we know that God had us out here, and we know he had us out here for a reason. And we know he didn't bring us this far to just leave us. Hello. And I had my tent ready. I was going to go Kaka'ako waterfront, you know, I had to get good property over there. No. But, and so we were trying for these units, and the units that we were trying for, it's, you know, one of those, you got to qualify, make so much income. And the ones we were trying for were all gone, and the next one up, we didn't qualify for. So that was kind of a bummer. Okay, so, and in the fast, God, and I shared it with you all, you know, the word that God shared with me was, that which you have desired, consider it done. And so when we found out we had to move, I told God, God, I want a two-bedroom, two-bath, because, you know, I got to have my own bathroom. Hello. When guests come over, I need to know that I can do my business and nobody's going to be knocking on the door or nobody's going to be walking in after I'm done. Hello. And so, I need to stop saying hello. And so, you know, we're looking, and we wanted to stay in this area. And actually, we wanted to be in Makakilo. And we heard it's closer to God up there, so we wanted to go up there. And so we you know, we're looking, and it's just a little out of our budget. And we're just looking and getting frustrated, and time is getting shorter and shorter. And I'm like, and you know, you go from thank you Jesus to where are you Jesus, hurry up. And you know, and so, being the man of the house, I had to, you know, keep my calm and my cool and just tell my wife, it's okay, honey. God will take care of us. He's got us. And this week it was the opposite. I was the frantic bridezilla, and she was the calming one in the relationship. And anyway, so basically we had to be out today. And as of last week, we didn't have a place yet. So it was a little stressful, and but God, and we just had to, you know, I was like, hey, God, I got to live everything I just preached the last couple months, you know, and so I was like, hey, God, I'm holding on to you. I know you're my provider, and I'm not going to lie, I'm stressed. And so Wednesday night, we had a creative team meeting, and while we were about to leave, my wife got a text from one of our church members on the Big Island, and she had text. She goes, oh, I heard you guys are looking for a place. And then when I saw that, I went, okay, God, what are you doing right now? And so my wife responded, and she's like, yeah, we are. And then she says, oh, we have a unit in Makakilo. It's like, okay. And so we had my brother is here from the Big Island, and he's staying in Waikiki. So we had his son. We were watching him. And so we had to go take him back to Waikiki. And so I stopped at Don Quixote because he wanted me to get him some things before I dropped off his son. And the conversation is still going on. And so the conversation was, you know, what is your rent? And she said $1,600. And I was like, oh, no way we can do that. And I was like, oh, You know, we went to, and so I went into the store. My wife's still texting her, and before I went into the store, I said, "Well, just tell her thank you, but that's out of our budget. We're not going to be able to do it." And so she texted me in the store, and I didn't get it. And she called me, and I didn't answer. You know, I was too busy in that store. I was like, "Whoa, there's so much people," and so finally, I got the text, and she said, my wife told her, "Oh, we can't afford, you know, the $1,600 out of our budget." And she goes, "Okay, I'll give it to you for $1,300, which is what our budget was. And I said, "And how big is your unit?" And she goes, "Two bedroom, two bath." And I remember seeing that on Craigslist, and I actually emailed the property manager, and I said, "Is your unit pet friendly?" I mean, look, guys, it was getting so stressful in our house. My wife was like, "Just give the dog away." I'm like, "Are you crazy?" I said, "You better shut up with that stupidness. I would be living in a tent with my dog before I give my dog away." And all the animal lovers said, "Hallelujah." And so, and she knows that we have our dog. She's a dog lover too. So we said, "Oh, you know, we have Pepsi. Is your unit pet friendly?" She's like, "Yeah, why not? We don't have a problem with it." And you know, I was tired of filling out applications, and I was tired of, you know, that weight and that, you know, just that stress. Am I going to get approved? Am I going to get denied? You know, and basically we just had to fill out the applications for formalities. And I had to confirm it about 25 times. So we got this, right? We got this, right? And so on Tuesday, we'll be officially moved into our two-bedroom, two-bath, pet-friendly Makakilo unit. So y'all can come over, but you can't use my bathroom. Hallelujah. And so my wife is actually finishing cleaning up and so forth, and so she really wanted to be here, but that's why she's not here. And she did a cake too last night, and it was just everything. We just can't wait for this week to be over. Hallelujah. But God is good, and He's faithful to the end. Like the last second, when you're at the verge of a nervous breakdown, if you just hold on, He's an on-time God. And I know we had a lot of people praying for us, and I think all this white hair was from this week. Gotta go buzz it off this week, but so we're excited at what God is doing, and we know that God has us here. And this whole journey for us has been a faith journey. And you know, when God calls you to something, you got to trust Him all the way through it. Amen. And so, we're just in awe of what God is doing. I mean, to the T, God had it right. To the T. And so, we are excited. Hallelujah. All right. So, that was my little testimony. I'm trying to make my message 30 minutes instead of 20. No. But go to 1 Peter chapter 4. Today we're going to visit that sermon Pastor did on gifted. 1 Peter chapter 4. Did everyone study? There's 66 books of the Bible this week. Don't make me sing my song again. Billy's been practicing. But 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10. And then if you want to hold Proverbs 18 verse 16. But we'll start with 1 Peter 4:10, and it says, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Let me read that again. "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And then let's go to Proverbs 18:16. And it says, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. Let me say that again. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. The word gifted means having great natural ability, a special ability that allows someone to do something well. People blessed with unbelievable intelligence or amazing artistic talents or seemingly unnatural physical abilities. Gifted. Look at them and say, you gifted. Look at your neighbor and tell them, you special. Now look at yourself and say, I'm gifted and I'm special. You remember when you were a kid? And, maybe some of you were more than others, but every time someone asked, oh, can you do this? You're like, yeah. Can you do that? Yeah. Or how many people can? And every time you'd raise your hand saying you could do whatever that person said. Do you guys ever do that? Do you still do that? I'm just joking. And, you know, in a room full of children, and I'm sure Yvette sees this a lot, you know, everyone raises their hands that they can do it, and they can do it better than the next kid. They think they're gifted, and you know, as adults, if we said the same thing, maybe there wouldn't be as much hands raised. You know, when we get older, we kind of maybe restrict ourselves, or sometimes we can think less of ourselves, maybe because of past mistakes we made. But in spite of everything, we need to know and understand is that God has placed a gift inside each and every one of us. And today, right, this was a beautiful gift that we all got to partake in. The hula. Not me, the hula. You probably want to return this gift. No. But people are gifted in different areas. If we all were gifted in the same area, it'd be a pretty boring world. Amen. Like, some people are gifted to cook. Oh, felt that in my spirit. I love those with the cooking anointing. Where you live. And some are not gifted in that area and should stay far away from the kitchen. How many here can burn water? Oh, Lord. That's the kind when you go church potlucks, you see the bucket KFC chicken on the table. Right? Oh. And some are gifted in singing, and some are gifted in other areas, but we're all gifted in some area of our life. And God has placed that gift in us, according to 1 Peter, for us to minister to one another. And so the key is getting the gift from in here to manifest out here. Amen. And that's what really brings the church together is when we have different gifts. Like, you know, Pastor likes, he thinks the greeting ministry is the best ministry ever because you get to make the first impact on people walking through the doors. Right? And some of you have, like, the most bubbly personality God has blessed you with. And, you know, you could just be gifted to just smile and say hi to people. Maybe that's not it, but that's part of your personality that God has gifted you with. And so all of these gifts coming together to help build the body of Christ. Amen. And like I said, sometimes we can limit ourselves or think we're not gifted enough because of our past. But, like I've said it before, Jesus has forgiven us of our past and has actually even forgotten about our past. So we need to do the same too and just say, as we sang, here I am, God, use me. Amen. So there are three things that I want to bring out today, and we're going to do this quick. About your gift. Everybody say, I'm gifted. All right, the first thing I want to bring out is one is you need to accept your gift. Accept your gift. As each has received a gift, it says in 1 Peter 4:10. That word receive means to take with the hand, to lay hold of in order to use it, to receive what is offered and not to reject it. Amen. So we need to accept, we need to receive that gift. You know, let me kind of go back a little bit with this whole testimony that I just shared. The lady that, and this is an example of why you never know how your gift blesses people. You may think that you're just going through the motions, or you may think that, oh, you know, I'm just doing a hula, but in actuality, your hula is anointed, and it could save a life. Or heal somebody, or you know what I'm saying? And so this lady that has a unit in Makakilo, we used to do Bible studies at her house. And I used to lead it out. And okay, let me go even further back. Growing up as a kid, I always knew I was to do what I'm doing today. While other people were watching cartoons, I was watching Benny Hinn. I was blowing on people and pushing them down and picking them back up and pushing them down again. I mean, I was weird. I was special. In fact, my grandma said, she always used to say, oh, look at them trying to be Benny Hinn. Why don't you watch cartoons? But there was just something I knew that God had placed inside of me. And, you know, I used to go to these camps they would have on the Big Island. And at the age of 8, I was baptized in the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. And from then, I said, wow, God is real. And I just wanted to pursue him and everything he had. And I remember, you know, I grew up, you know, very spirit-filled camps. And so people would have, you know, the holy laughter where they just laugh uncontrollably. And I always would tell God, God, you can do whatever you want, but don't give me that. Yeah, I used to do that to God. And so one camp, I said, okay, God, I'm taking off all restrictions. Whatever you want to do with me, do with me. And guess who was the first one laughing, rolling on the floor? Yes, thank you very much. So growing up, I always knew that I had a gift. And no matter how I tried to run away or get away from it, I was never fulfilled unless I was doing what I was called to do. And I was never, you know, I always felt at home and at peace when I was in the house of God and learning of the word and so forth. And so unless you're using your gift, sometimes your life doesn't feel as fulfilled as it should because you're not living out your purpose that God has destined you for. That's what I was trying to say. But we used to have Bible studies in this lady's house, and I used to give them tests on the 66 books of the Bible. I mean, they would, like, freak out like it was midterms at college. They'd be like, oh, my God, did you study? Did you study? They'd tell me, and all that. And so anyways, but what she shared with me was before we started doing Bible studies in her house, her husband could not find a job. And their house was near foreclosure. And when we started having Bible studies in her house, somehow money started coming in. And he got a job, and just the blessings starting to flow. And I had no idea. All I was doing was being obedient to the call of God on my life. And these people wanted to learn, and I was willing to just sit and eat and learn God's word. And so I sowed my time into that. And now, years later, I'm reaping a blessing from the seeds that I've sown. So what I'm saying is sometimes, like I said, you may not think you have the great gift, but even if it's a little gift, it can be used for great things to make a big impact on people. And years down the road, it's going to turn around and bless you. Amen. Isn't that why you guys have kids? So they can get educated and rich and turn around and take care of you? Well, that's what my mom told me she had kids for. She goes, oh, I don't wash dishes. That's what I have kids for. Oh, I don't do the laundry. That's what I have kids for.
whatever.
But what I'm saying is, when you begin to use your gift and bless others, you may not think you are making an impact, but you are. So don't ever think that your gift is not even worth it, because it is. Amen. Right? We have, you know, we think, even like your eyelashes, right? We think they're not important, but people buy fake ones to make them bigger. No condemnation if you do. I'm just thrilled with the eyelash and eyebrow world, honestly. Especially my wife, when she's drawing on her eyebrows, I'm like, wow. Anyways, like I said, I'm special. So number one is accept your gift. Number two is to use your gift. Like I said, use it. Use it, because you never know who you're going to touch, and you're setting yourself up to be blessed. Now, don't use your gift because you want to be blessed, but just use your gift because that's what you're called to do. And when you do that, I tell you, it's a circle of life. And it moves us all. But, I mean, seriously, you bless others, people turn around and bless you. That's just what God does. It's the law of reciprocity. It's just sowing and reaping, sowing and reaping. You sow, you reap. You sow, you reap. You sow, you reap. Amen. So number one is accept your gift. Number two, we need to use our gift. The worst thing for someone who gives a gift to an individual is to not see them use it. You ever give someone a gift that was like really special and you're like, so where that shirt I gave you? You know, I had to go around the swap meet 5 times to find that shirt. Oh, so irks, no Dwayne. But that's the word, you know, if God gives you a gift, use it. Amen. In that passage, it says to use it to minister or to serve one another. Amen. In 1 Timothy 4:14, you can write that down. It says to not neglect the gift that is in you. So we can't neglect our gift. We have to use it. Number three, so we accept it, we use it, and number three, we need to own it. There are a lot of preachers out there. There are a lot of singers out there, but there's only one of you. And, you know, your gift is not to be like someone else, but it's to be you and who you are. You know, we have so many people trying to be like other preachers or other whatever, and, you know, it's just like, be you. Own your gift. Own your gift. Make it fit you. Amen. Just because everyone else is doing it that way doesn't mean you have to. But own your gift. So number one is we accept it. Number two, we use it. And number three, we own it. Look, you never say own it. Your gift is a key that unlocks the door to greatness. Let me just share with you something real quick. So, right, we all know about spiritual gifts. If you go to Welcome Home, speaking of Welcome Home, it's not happening until August. I do apologize. I just found this out. So Welcome Home, you can still sign up, but it won't be till August. Pastor just loves and misses you guys so much that he wants to be the one to do it. So, also, Pastor will be back next week. He texts me, make sure you let everyone know I'm back next week. And then I put, got it, and then I put 2 question marks at the end. I don't know why I said, cancel the question marks. But so they'll be back next week, so praise God. And anyways, I kind of got sidetracked with my announcements. But Welcome Home will be in August, and then Pastor them are back next week. So let's continue to let these gifts come out, and let's just show him all the stuff that's been happening while they're gone that we have been thriving and moving forward. Amen. Amen. So, right, we learn about spiritual gifts. So there's three categories of spiritual gifts. I'm just going to give you a quick little teaching if you want to write this down. There's motivational gifts, there's ministry gifts, and there's manifestation gifts. So motivational gifts consist of prophecy, serving, teaching, exhorting, giving, organizing or administrative, and mercy. And these can be found... These can be found in Romans 12, 3 to 8. And then we have the ministry gifts, which are apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers of fivefold ministry. That can be found in Ephesians 4, 11 to 13. And then we have the manifestation gifts. Let me just kind of back up. Sorry. So the motivational gifts, at the moment of salvation, a believer receives one of seven motivational gifts, which is what I told you. A motivational gift can be compared to a set of eyeglasses from God given so that a believer can see people and circumstances through the particular set of lenses. So you can see God, see them through God's eyes. That's the motivational gifts. The manifestational gifts, The ministry gifts, they're practical, essential, and can-do types of gifts, which are the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now, the manifestation gifts, they are supernatural demonstrations of the holy presence and power. The Spirit of God is the source of these gifts, and they are manifested for the benefit of others and to bring God glory. And so these gifts are the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, working of miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, diverse kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. And I know y'all not writing that down because I'm talking too fast. But that's 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11. How many of you have ever been to a meeting where, like, you see word of knowledge coming forth? Anybody ever been to one of those? Yeah. Or prophecy. I remember there's this one. Growing up, you know, I saw the power of God, but I never really experienced the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom where people call, where the prophet will call you out and will, like, read your email and your Facebook instant messenger. You know what I mean? You'd be like, whoa, how you knew that? And so, but there's this one lady I know, and she's really been a mentor in my life. She actually lives here, but she operates in word of knowledge. And the way that I met her was I went to a camp. Oh, great things happen at camp. And I had a cousin whose parents were drug users, and, you know, he had a hard life, and so I wanted to bring him to camp to just let him experience God. And so, he was walking, so the pastor, she's preaching, and he's walking to get some water, and she goes, "You!" And he looks, and then she starts telling him, "I see you've had a hard life. God is telling me, da-da-da-da-da." And, like, I was like, "What?" And so, you know, and for me, I always try to, like, sit in, like, the middle and not try to blend in, but they always call me out. Anyway, so she did call me out one time, and she did, and, I mean, she hit the nail on the head, sorry. And anyways, but these are manifestations or gifts that we need to see in the church today. Amen. Amen. These are signs to the unbelievers. How many ever seen a miracle with your own eyes? Legs grow, people come out of wheelchairs. Anybody ever see that? We need to. Amen. You know, miracles are signs to the unbelievers. They shouldn't be a shock to us because that's just what our God does. But a lot of times it is to the body of Christ. It's because we're not operating in the gifts or allowing the gifts to be manifested in churches today. We're scared. A lot of churches are scared of what the Holy Spirit might do. But I tell you what, when you let the Holy Spirit do what he wants, people are blessed, lives are changed, miracles happen, you get your email read, everything. And it's all for the glory of God. One thing a prophet doesn't do is they should never disgrace you in public. If they are, throw your Bible at them while they're doing it. No, I'm just joking. Well, they shouldn't expose you in public like that. Amen. Anyways, so those are the different categories of gifts that we need to use. Like I said, your gift is the key that unlocks the door to greatness. In Proverbs 18:16, we read that our gift makes room for us. How awesome is that? Our gift makes room for us. See, my gift needed a two-bedroom, two-bath house. Hallelujah. And I guess my gift needed to live next to Billy, too, or something. But I told him, I said, oh, I know if I come for borrow one cup of rice. He says, oh, I know if I go with a need babysitter. I went, oh, I better ask for more than one cup of rice then. But look, each one in here, you all have a gift in your life. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you've been told. Maybe way back when you were told. You know, I had a lady when I was at camp, surprise. But she told me, this is really the first time that I ever received a word of knowledge. But she said, I see you in front of large crowds of people leading people to Jesus. And I got this when I was like 8 years old. And that word has never, never left my ears. When I feel like quitting, I hear those words. When I have my little fleshy moments, I mean, you ever have those before? And you want to quit, you want to throw in the towel because it's so much easier to be like everyone else. And then you have that small, still voice that says, shut up. Oh, mine does. Get with it. Because there are people dependent and waiting for your gift. There are people in bondage that are waiting for you to express their gift so that they can be set free. And we need to forget about our past, forget about our educational level, whether it be up here or down here. Guess what? God can use anyone. If he can make a donkey talk, I'm sure he can use you. Hallelujah. See, Shrek is biblical. Just kidding. But don't limit your God and don't limit yourself as to what God can do in you and through you. Because like I said, there are people waiting for your gift to come forth. We're waiting for your gift to come forth. Can we close our eyes this morning? Father, I just lift up everyone here today, Lord.
Thanks again for joining us. If you want to learn more about us, you can find us on
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you are blessed by this message and would like to support the ministry of Rise Church, please visit our website at www.risechurch.tv and click on the Give button. We would also love to hear any testimonies and how this message has been a blessing to you.